Assalamu alaikum. I hope you guys are doing well. In today's video, I will be talking to you about SWOT analysis, definition, its use, and a couple of examples. So, let's start this properly then, shall we? Assalamu alaikum. Man zakin. Guten tag. Buen dia. Buenos dias. Mache maha. Habari. Oniche. And all other greetings I might be forgetting, kindly leave them in the comment section. So SWOT analysis is debatably credited to Albert Humphrey somewhere around the 1960s. SWOT analysis simply refers to your strengths, your weaknesses, the opportunities and threats of any given organization. This is a concept that helps a business evaluate how it is doing in comparison to other businesses in the market. In fact, it has been proven how useful it can be for an individual or on a personal level. So, what is SWOT analysis? What do the letters refer to? S stands for strength. What are the things that you can do so well that in the domain that you find yourself in, you are literally the expert on this subject matter, or you are unmatched when it comes to capabilities, quality, speed? W stands for weakness. What are the things that you do in your businesses that you are not so great at? It means that if you compare yourself to other people in the same terrain or domain as you are in, they most likely will hoop your complete sentence. O stands for opportunities. What are certain opportunities that are available to you in your region, your demographic, your age population, which other group of people you're serving? What are the opportunities that are available to your organization or to your person? The T stands for threats, obviously. What are the companies or organizations, groups of people who are seeking to take your place? Simply put, what are the things that are threatening your very existence as a business? To better apply the SWOT analysis or the SWOT concept, you have to actually sit down, be honest with yourself. What I see a lot of people do, especially a lot of businesses do, is they actually want to inflate their sense of ego. So, for example, you would see on the S column, they would actually list a lot of things, and in the weaknesses, you'd find two or three things at most. That is not the way to go. In fact, the smartest of people, according to Sun Tzu, would want to know their weaknesses or their enemies first. So, if there are things that you should focus a lot of attention on, it should be on the weaknesses and your threats. For the strengths and opportunities, we know that they don't take much effort to recognize. These are things that are positives in our lives. And who doesn't like sweet things? To the application, you are an upcoming business. You are in the field of IT. You find yourself in a country like Morocco. So, what are your strengths? Maybe you're extremely gifted at the creative part. Maybe you work extremely fast. Maybe you find yourself in a place where not a lot of people can actually do what you do, so that becomes a strength. What are your weaknesses? Your weakness might be the fact that you are limited in terms of resource. It means that there might be some softwares that you don't have access to. Another weakness might just be the fact that you are not up to date with the latest trends and themes of the world. Now, what are the opportunities? The opportunities laid before you might be the fact that in Morocco, like I said, for the strengths, you might be in a place where not a lot of people do what you do. So it means that the majority of the demographic belongs to you. It is to you for the taking. Now, the threat might be any other business that is trying to enter into the same space as you are in. What I would love for you to do is, kindly do send me a SWOT analysis of the business that you're trying to start. A lot of times we think that if I have an idea, I can just jump right into the idea and not actually sit down to write a few things down. SWOT analysis just helps you put things into perspective. I hope this has been an informative video on how to use SWOT analysis, its use, its application, and an example that I shared with you. If you do have any difficulty using the SWOT analysis, kindly reach out to me. I'll be glad to be of service to you. See you.